All right, final score tonight from the Whittemore Center at UNH. Merrimack defeats UNH by the score 5-4. Scott Burke is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, you know, it's funny, Scott, you know, some games you can look at, you know, one or two key points or key plays. This game really seemed to be full of them, you know, going back to the, you know, three times that you had to tie the game up. So many things that happened in this game tonight, very eventful.
Yeah, it was. I mean, 3-2 at the end, after the last time we played was 0-0 for 60 minutes, so... You know, kind of incredible that it was 3-2 after the first period. But a lot of things happened, and we were fortunate that the last thing happened positively for us. But it was that kind of a game. You know, they had some great chances. We got some big blocks from our guys at the end. We played winning hockey, I thought, the last 10 minutes of that game. The first 50, I didn't think we played great. I didn't think we had a lot of energy. But I thought we were really patient and really good the last 10.
You know, it's been interesting to watch this team, I guess, grow and mature over the season. I'm not sure that you would have found a way to win this game earlier in the season, but you just one of the key points, I think. You have the goal that's called back, you know, that looked like it tied the game, called back for offside. You know, as you said, you know, it was pretty clear. You kind of knew that was going to happen, but you could go in one or two directions at that point, and you end up going in the positive direction and getting the goal anyway to tie it.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that because we knew it wasn't, there was no disappointment on the bench. Everybody on the bench knew the minute they reviewed it was offsides. So the good thing after that was that we had energy. We understood we put a puck behind the goalie. Goalie still feels like it went past him, so stay on him because that's hard for goalies, right? And so I was really pleased with our response to it. You know, a little advantage for us that we knew it was offsides as well, so we didn't get down, but we kept fighting. I was really proud of our guys.
Is that a point where maybe you lean on your captains or some of your veteran guys to, you know, to lead the way effectively?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They leaned on the guys a lot. You know, it was you know, our older guys, which we don't have very many of them, just played winning hockey, and they just, you know, kept the bench positive. When you have a low energy game, which we definitely had tonight, and you win the game, it's an incredibly strong message to your team that you can play the game with your brain and you can play the game with your, you know, just play the game smart and intelligently. We got much more patient in the third period, didn't chase pucks around, didn't get heavy on the forecheck, and just allowed ourselves to play a little bit more transition. And it allowed us to be above the goal line, and they didn't get the great chances in the third, and we were fortunate to get a couple.
Another key, maybe once you went ahead 5-4, at that point you knew they were going to throw everything at you, and they did. And at that point, you know, you guys are trying to solidify the win and do everything they had to do, and the guys are doing what they had to do out there, sacrificing the body, blocking pucks, whatever they had to do.
We had a bunch of blocks. You know, Trevor Greibel had a big block, unfortunately hit him right in the knee, and which has been a bummer for him, but made a big play. And some other guys made big blocks. They did hit a post, you know, so we got lucky there. But, you know, I think sometimes you earn your luck, and we played really hard in the third period on our own side of the red line, and that's why we had the puck more, because we get first 50 minutes, we didn't have the puck that much. We scored, but we didn't have the puck a lot, so I was really happy the way the guys dug in, and they dug in together, and, you know, we talk about winning for the guy next year, and that happened today. I couldn't be more proud.
You ended up tying the game three times in this one. You never had too many games this year that were like that, but you had to come back, like I said, three times. And then the question at that point is going to be, are you able to then, you know, finish the job? And in the end, you were able to.
We were. And you know, that's a big, you know, that's a big positive. We were down 2-0, and, you know, came back and got two in the first, which is huge to get those early. Then got down 3-2, and we were able to get that one back. It's a really good sign. You know, I'm really proud of this team. You know, we got a lot of guys out of the lineup right now, and the team has kept playing, and it's just really, I'm impressed with our leadership. I'm impressed with the way our young players, we have a lot of freshmen out there, are eating ice and doing really good things. So, no, that was big. That was big.
You also had some of the other guys. I mean, you know, you talk about your defense. I think the way the defensive core is to come together, I mean, guys like, you know, Cam Kungel and Josef Misak, big plays that they made tonight.
Yeah, they did. Both of them did. You know, the interesting thing, too, is like everybody thinks about Bookie's offense. He defended really well tonight. He really defended that last 10 minutes. I haven't talked to him about it yet, but that was big boy hockey he gave us. And Kungs did the same thing. They were partners most of the night. And I thought that, you know, Misak gives that to us every night. I thought Colby Enns gave it to us tonight. Our defensive core had to lean, we had to lean a lot on them because we weren't getting a lot of push the other direction. So they did a really good job of keeping things to the outside and giving us a chance to win.
talking about a couple of the big goals. Hunter Wallace tied the game twice. Second goal, he's able to just steal the puck from a guy and go in and score. A couple of, you know, big time plays, but from him.
Yeah, no, that was exciting, and he's one of those guys that everybody wants to be around. His energy, he's positive. If he's in the lineup, he's going to give you what he gave us tonight, which was big. If he's not in the lineup, he's going to be patting the guys in the butt and getting them going. He's just such a positive individual, and I think the temp team feeds off him a lot. So when he scored the first time, the guys were, you know, lifted the entire bench. You know, obviously any goal lifts the bench, but it was him that really lifted the bench high.
And then David Sacco's goal ends up being the game winner. But, you know, being able to get in a position, it seemed like they were having, UNH was having, you know, able to, you know, get guys right in front of the net, get pucks there, you know, get sticks on pucks and so on. But, you know, when it came down to it there, you guys were able to do that down the stretch.
Yeah, they had a lot more energy than we did for 50 minutes, you know, and we talked about that coming into the game, that one team lost last night, one team won. They're going to be a desperate team. Both these games were at home. So we needed to be ready to answer the bell. I didn't think we answered the bell very well for a lot of the game in that regard, but we certainly did in the third. And, you know, big goals by guys that, you know, have just been doing it. David's done it most of the year. So really positive for him and for, you know, different lines scoring, which is important. You know, we've relied a lot on Cranston, Pierre, and Roy for production. And tonight we got production from a lot of other people.
And finally, I mean, people might look at the score and whatever, but I felt like this was a really tough game for a goaltender, you know, to play with what was happening around the net and what they were able to do, all the traffic and everything that was getting, you know, in front. But, you know, come down the stretch there in the third period, and that's when you're in a close game. Max Lundgren had to make some big saves. He did that then.
Yeah, they had one high tip in the third that he made a huge save on. And ironically, I almost pulled him after the first period, and I spoke to him about it. Because I just didn't think the team was giving him a lot in front of him. And I said, this wouldn't be a goalie pull. This would be a team pull. And he said, I'd like the chance to compete and get our team back in it. I said, okay, let's go. And now he wins the game. So I'm pretty happy for him, too.
So finally, you come after, sorry, one more question. How left the last weekend, you know, two games that were pretty close that you had a chance to get. You didn't end up getting any points. This weekend, though, a couple of pretty crazy games that also I think could have gone either way. You end up coming out of the weekend with 5 out of 6 points.
Yeah, and that's huge, as you know. Like we haven't gotten a lot of puck luck at times. Tonight we did, and last night we did too. So it was really nice to get these games, especially after last week. It was a really disappointing weekend. We did not play great in either game. Didn't challenge them a lot against Lowell, and it was 3-2 game. But you know, they controlled that play. So it was nice to be in a game like last night against a really, you know, nationally strong team and be successful. And then to come in tonight to play a desperate team that played really hard and really well, I thought, to get the win is huge for us.
All right, thanks, Scott. We appreciate it. Safe ride home, and we'll see you next weekend at home against Vermont.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.